I think I'm colorblind. I don't see the red flags like Livia does. For me, I'm like, okay, one chance, two chances, three chances. Oh, that's not enough. You can keep screwing me over. Until, you know, I think I'm the kind of person that I doesn't learn my lesson, I guess. I just keep letting people screw me over until one day I wake up and I'm like, you know what? F them. I'm done.
Hey everyone, welcome to the second episode of The Triangle of Trust. I am your host, Miriam, alongside Shadia and Livia, and this week we are discussing toxic friendships and relationships. Through our own personal experiences, we will spill the tea. We will discuss when enough is enough and how to know when you want out. We will also talk about the right and wrong way to end a toxic relationship or friendship.
Hey, Livia. Hey, Shadia.
Hey.
How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too.
I'm wonderful. I'm doing okay. Same shit, different day.
Same.
It's sad.
It is sad.
But yeah. But what have you guys been up to?
Not much. Been at home pretty much every single day.
Have been working, actually. Since the days have been nice, I've actually been out in my backyard. We did a lot of cool things in the patio. I put the lights out. So we're ready for summer. But, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, it's like, it's just like one thing after the other. It's just getting out of control right now. And even though we can't really go out, at least we can enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. At this rate, we're never going to be able to go out anywhere.
Yeah, honestly. I don't think so.
It sucks. All I do is lay in bed. Go on social media. And like most recently, I've been like connecting with like old friends. Like, so when I made some like my Snapchat or my Instagram, I don't really have too many like high school friends or like any of my college friends on there, but I've been like reconnecting with some old friends from high school, just a few, not too many, because I don't need everybody back in my life. But I've been reconnecting with some people, and it's been kind of nice to get back in touch with some people.
That's cool. I haven't really, for me, I've not, the only people I've talked to is, like, in my circle. I really don't reach out to people. And I blocked everyone on Instagram. I was like, you're from work, you're from high school, block, a block, a block.
I don't blame you.
I mean, for me, it's, as I said, I've been busy, so I'm not, like, I don't really reach out to anybody. It's like, you know, it's like, if it is a mutual thing, then yes, like, we'll give each other, like, likes on social media, and then, like, you know, a like or a little comment can start a conversation, then good. If not, oh, well, you know, it's fine. But, like, that's, like, my close friend from my college I'm talking about, you know, like.
I think, well, okay, so my thing is, like, I'm not reaching out to everybody, you know what I mean? It's just, like, so happens. Like, so, for me, one person in particular, her and I used to be very close in high school. And I don't know, we kind of just, our friendship kind of just faded, you know what I mean? Nothing ever happened. There was no bad blood between us ever. It just kind of died out. Like, but so when I created Snapchat, it kind of like, it said like, you know, the mutual friends thing or whatever. So I was like, all right, well, you know what? F it. I'll just add her. And since quarantine started, her and I have been talking a lot. And it's been really nice, actually, like getting back in touch. There's a lot of people I won't get back in touch with. There's a lot of people I don't want to have anything to do with. Like, I don't need dramatic people in my life. And I think we all know people like that where we would not want to get back in touch with them.
Oh, yeah, oh, definitely.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it's like, if I stop being friends with you, like, if the friendship fades, like, that's a different story, as you were saying. You know, like, maybe, like, people just are into different things, different interests, different paths of lives. But if I end the friendship with you because of something that happened, you can forget my name because we're never going to reconnect ever again. Like, you can become that amazing person, you know, like, the best person of this world. You can completely change too bad, so sad. You will never hear from me again.
Like, so no check-ins, no second chances from you?
Nope, absolutely not.
Hear that, Shadia? We can't cross Livia.
Nope, you cannot. That is not, like, I don't believe in that. You know, like, if it happens, it happens for a reason. And, like, I'm not the person that just, like, stopped being friends with you because you did some stupid shit. No. It has to be something major.
And so tell me, when is, sorry to cut you off, but when is, like, for you, like, enough is enough? Like, when, what is the breaking point for you?
Well, for me, it's like, okay, I see the red flags, like, sometimes even from the beginning. Now, I, in the past, have pretended not to see them, and that bit me in the ass. So, you know, once I'm fed up, you know, once I see that, like, it's not just one red flag, it's like 10 red flags, and, like, I'm pushed to my limit, then that's it. I go from 0 to 100, or what is it, 100 to 0, but basically there is no gray for me. It's either white or black.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so fair.
Yeah, what about you, Shadia? When is enough is enough for you?
So, okay, I always say, like, and I think the three of us, we have, like, very kind of similar in somewhat ways, like, some ways personalities, where we have this persona of, like, a bad bitch persona, right? Like, if you screw me over,
yes,
like, I'm done with you, you know? But I also feel like deep down, even though you say you're not, Livia, I feel like we're the type of people, or especially me, to give somebody a second chance. Now, example-wise, we have a friend slash coworker that we all work with who is kind of this type of person who loves to get people in, like, shitty positions, right? And when I first met her, she was very cool. You know, she didn't come off as the type, but as I started getting to know her better, and, like, other people would come up to me and be like, don't talk to her, you know, she's really shitty and she brings in a lot of drama and all that stuff. So I was like, well, you know, I'll wait to see what it is on my own. I'll figure it out on my own. And then, like, I found myself in a shitty position. Like, she put me in a crappy position with another friend. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it wasn't intentional. Maybe it was something that just kind of happened. And then I found myself again in another city, like, a shitty position because of her. So I learned to kind of, like, back away from that. My limit is, you know, if you want to be crazy and toxic on your own and mess up your own life, that's your deal. I'm here if you need me, but I don't need to be dragged down with you. That's my whole thing.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, you gave that person way more than just one chance and two chances.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely get why you would just be like, okay, I'm done with you.
Yeah, what about you?
For me, like, I think I'm colorblind. I don't see the red flags like Livia does. For me, I'm like, okay, one chance, two chances, three chances. Oh, that's not enough. You can keep screwing me over. Until, you know, I think I'm the kind of person that doesn't learn my lesson, I guess. I just keep letting people screw me over until one day I wake up and I'm like, you know what, F them, I'm done. And then for me, I'm the kind of person that disappears completely. You won't hear from me, you won't see me. So I'm just like, I wouldn't even say, like, bye. Or you did this and this is why I'm doing this. I just, like disappear.
That's a really interesting thing, because this is something that I wanted to talk about on this episode of this podcast, is when we end, like, toxic friendships, or maybe just friendships in general, how's the right way to tell somebody I'm done with you? But I guess ghosting is Miriam's way.
which is like pretty toxic as well.
I agree. I mean, not to go back, but, like, Shadia, I'm going to go back to the person slash coworker. So this person, like, for example, obviously I was never friend with her, like, the level of friendship you and her had. But, you know, I used to be cool and I'm still cool with her. But, you know, once I saw how she is and stuff, like, I'm not going to say I'm going to stop being friend with her, because technically, we were never, like, BFFs. So like I keep it very low key, like, hey, how are you? How's it going? Things like that. I don't go deep in anything. I'm not gonna tell her about my business. I just keep it very like cordial, you know. When I was saying about me just seeing things white and black or like not giving second chances, I'm talking about someone who's meaningful to me, like someone who's really important, not just like an like a friend like that, like an acquaintance. I'm talking about like a BFF, like somebody that I spend a lot of time with.
So you're talking about someone like Samantha.
Yeah, that person, let's name her Samantha, for example. you guys know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
In this podcast, her name is Samantha, but I saw the red flags. Well, at the beginning, I kind of saw it, but I was like, oh, whatever, poor thing. You know, I feel bad for her. Just because of whatever she had going on. And, like, people would tell me, like, oh, my gosh, you know, be careful. She's not what it looks like she is. She's toxic, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, you know, I'm going to give her a chance. And that's something I always do. You know, I don't go off of what people say. I just want to experience, like, firsthand. That person, yeah, we used to be cool. We used to do so much stuff, you know, besides just, you know, work. We used to do a lot of things together. And then something happened where I realized that truly she was toxic. You know, she was just like putting a bad image on me. And I was like, you know what? I don't need this in my life. Bye. And like, I ended it. I ghosted. I stopped completely talking to her. There was never an explanation between the two of us. It was just like, you know what you did. You know how you fucked me over. So that's it. I'm not going to give you a second chance. And now I don't even say hello to this person. It's like, oh, well, she's there. I don't know who that is. So sorry.
Yeah.
Did this person ever try to reach out to you to see why you ended the friendship or no?
No, she did not. And I didn't either. So it's like, I
know that she used to. She probably knew what she did.
And most likely, was like, but
oh, okay, I'll just stay away then.
Well, but she was also talking with other people that dumb for her, you know, very dumb of her. Those people are my friends, actually. I think she was talking to you, Shadia, right?
She did, yeah. So the when it happened, well, first of all, let's go back to the beginning because I told you when I met you.
Say that.
Yeah, because I told you when I met you, stay away from her because she was I told you to keep it like, it's something that my sister mentioned to me, keeping people that are not really like friends at like a level, like surface friend, you know, like a level one friendship, surface level, whatever. So basically it's like, you know, you're cool with somebody, but you're not really like you said, cool. You won't share your secrets. Yeah. You're not close with them. So I mentioned that to you, but so after all of this, like happened with you guys, you know, I was like, well, you guys were really close and I don't understand how two people who are so, so close fall apart. And she would just say like the craziest shit about Livia. And I'm like, you know, I don't appreciate you talking about her that way. If you're not going to fix the friendship, don't come at me and try to explain yourself. Don't say things about her. I don't want to hear it. That's, you know, that's where I was coming from. Because if you're not going to fix it and you've got nothing nice to say and we're done talking, you know, the both of you are done and the argument is over, then don't continue. Why are you dragging it out for? You know, it's a...
Well, the thing is, she has this thing where she needs people, you know, in her life. Like, she needs to bring people down just so she can look better in other people's eyes. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It does.
Yeah, it does. But that's how you know someone is like toxic, because they go to your friend talking, you know, crap about you.
Right.
And they think you're not going to say anything.
Right.
I've had that too. So with the same person, basically, would come to me while we were sitting like at work and would say to me like, I don't know what's Miriam's deal. She's not saying hi to me. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
But like, Miriam doesn't say hi to anyone.
Like, what are you trying to start? You know what I mean? Like, Miriam is a quiet person in general. What are you trying to start? First of all, I'm not Miriam's babysitter. So if there's an issue with Miriam, you should take that upon yourself to go handle it with Miriam. You know what I mean? Don't put me in the middle. Secondly, just because somebody doesn't say hi to you doesn't mean like anything. So somebody who wants, like you said, Livia, like wants this type of attention and wants to start something all the time, that's just too dramatic for me. I don't need that kind of shit in my life. I don't need that type of friendship in my life.
Yeah, I totally get you. That's too dramatic, especially for a 6-hour work shift.
And I mean, it's not even just work. It's not even friendships. I mean, it could be like personal relationships too. Like,
But I'm just saying, like, this person is like a coworker, but it can go in every relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I agree with both of you as whatever you were saying, you know, like, and it's not that I ghosted that person. I mean, like, she knew she was wrong and it was not genuine anymore. So, like, I'd have no business, you know, like, it was just not a true friendship. So I was like, you know what? I don't need this. Like, I don't need that in my life. And I mean, I don't just need negative, like, I just stay away from the whole negativity and the whole toxic, you know, it's just not who I am. Like, I'm just like, I'm happy, you know, like, I just want to surround myself with people that bring happiness to myself, you know, to my life. Not
so that's true, gonna bring some me people, down. Like, some people's attitude just makes you feel negative.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't want to be that, brings you down.
Yeah, I don't want to be that, like, nasty bitch, like, salty bitch all the time, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, I could be a bitch, but I don't have to be a salty bitch all the time, you know? I don't need that negativity. I just do not need it through my life. So, like, you know, I'm, like, cool. Like, I like to laugh, joke around with everybody. I can talk to anybody. I mean, you guys know me. I'm, like, a social butterfly. I can make a conversation with literally anybody.
But let's just say that there is a person, right? And you think that they're toxic. Now, you and I, again, we kind of have, like, you, me, Miriam, we all have, like, the same kind of, like, personality where we talk to everyone. So, but if I talk to someone, right, and specifically I had this friend who's kind of, like a shit talk. She's kind of toxic, but, like, I've never done anything to me, has never put me in a shitty situation. But she's kind of screwed somebody else over before. So somebody says to me, they're like, well, that's being a fake friend. You know, if you don't trust her, why are you friends with her?
I agree.
But I don't see it as fake friend. You know, because there's different, it goes back to what my sister said, like, different levels of friendship, right? You're not going to tell every single friend of yours, you know, if you're having a shitty day, that I'm having a shitty day, or if something's going on in your life, I'm not going to tell every single one of my friends. You know what I mean? I feel like every friend has a different level. Like, if I tell something to you two, I definitely won't go tell my, like, next door neighbor who I consider a friend, but, you know, I wouldn't go tell my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
I think there's levels of friendship. I don't necessarily think it's a fake friendship.
Yeah, no. I agree with you. There are different levels to it. Like, for me, I think I'm most of, like, except for you two and one other person at work, you three are the only people that I would consider, like, my good friends. Other people, it's just, like, hi, and that's pretty much it. It would be just, like, a level one. I wouldn't sit there and just, like, tell them about my personal life. Even if I'm going through, like, hell, they wouldn't even know about it.
Right. I mean, I agree as far as the level of friendship goes. Absolutely. My friends, I do have, like, close friends, like you guys and, like, a few other of my friends, where, like, we tell them each other everything. But then I know a lot of people that, I don't know if they're considered friends, but, you know, they are friends. But, you know, we talk. But as Miriam said, even if I'm having the shittiest day of my life, I'm not going to go and say, oh, my gosh, this and this happened. Like, no. But going back to you, Shadia, as far as, like, fake friends. So fake friends for me is, like, somebody who is friend with me and is also friend with you. And then, like, they talk shit among themselves about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, or, like, somebody who just talks shit about their friends behind their back, that's, for me, it's a fake friend.
I hate people like that.
That's like love. That's like the top tier level of fake.
But yeah, I mean, we know somebody like that. But
that's nasty. That's ratchet as fuck. You know what? I don't know if you remember, Livia, but, like, I don't know why you're such a hot topic, Livia. But two people who I thought we're, like, friends with you, you know, because you and this person were getting along pretty well, honestly. So she had made a comment to somebody else, and I was like, what did you just say? And she's just like, I'm just joking. And I'm like, well, I don't, I'm like, I literally get up because I don't need that negativity. And I don't like when people can't say something to somebody's face. So I said to her, I was like, why are you talking about her? I thought you were supposed to be her friend. She's like, no, I'm just joking.
But
like,
what was it? I don't even remember.
I don't even remember. Something, it was something about like you being Italian. I can't even remember. And I'm like, this is so stupid because you sit in front of her face and you say nice shit. And then as soon as you get an opportunity, you're making a joke. I don't care if it's a joke to you, but you're talking shit with somebody else. So I got up and I told her, I'm like, I'm going to leave. She's like, why are you leaving? I'm like, because if you're not going to be able to talk to her in front of her face, I don't want to hear you talking shit about behind her back.
Well, remember like, that guy that like I used to know and like we used to talk. I mean, again, that was like a level one friendship.
Yeah.
And then like, do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that. I don't remember exactly what happened, but like he had just said hi to me and then I was walking with somebody else. Like I was hanging with somebody else and then like he said something about me being like a flirt and he's like, get out of my face. Like you're just hating, you know?
Yeah, he was pretty terrible.
Yeah, oh he is horrible. But people like that, I just like those are toxic negative people that I do not surround myself with. I don't have no business. You know, like I like my circle small.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I really don't deal with like a lot of toxic people. Because it's like my circle is like so small. It takes me a long time to open up to people too. It's like so, you know, once I trust you, then you know, it's like usually like, you know, pretty smooth. I've never really had situations with friends. It's mostly like things like with level one friends, as Shadia said.
That's sad. That's messed up. When it's not even like you're not even close with them and they still screw you
yeah,
over.
Pretty much.
Well, okay, now since I mean like yeah, we all had those toxic friends, but like we I guess figure out how we dealt with them. So what about having like a friend who is into either a toxic relationship or like a toxic friendship? How do you guys deal with that? Shadia, go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know. Okay, so I have a friend currently, right, who is kind of seeing this guy. And actually, I told her about us doing this episode and she was like, yeah, please, you know, use it as an example. She's like trying to get more like opinions on it. So maybe you guys can have an opinion on this as well. So she started seeing this guy recently. They haven't really gotten the chance to go out on any dates because of all this quarantine stuff. But, like, they'll hang out at her place or at his place. But, like, he hardcore ghosts her. Like, she'll text, right? And he won't respond for, like, hours or maybe even days. And so one time, like, you get it, fine, maybe you're busy. Two times, okay, but, like, he only calls her or texts her when he's free, you know, and I told him, like, this is not good sign. This is kind of, toxic signs.
It is.
So she's like, what do you think? And I'm like, well, I don't know. So, you know, a few days later, she texts again, and she tells me, he just said to me that I'm being overdramatic because he didn't respond to me for, like, hours. And I'm like, what the hell? Do you think that it's being dramatic or is that not toxic?
That is very toxic. And in my experience, he's probably hiding something. You know, if he cannot reply for a few days or a few hours, he probably has like, he probably can't use his phone because he's focused on someone else.
Yeah.
But in my, like, I think that is very toxic, especially now. I mean, here's my opinion on it. If someone really likes you, they're going to make you a priority. He can at least say, I'm going to be busy for the next 3 hours. I'll text you when I'm done, you know?
Right.
You know, at least let the person know. But there's, but if you really like the person, you will make the time. It takes 30 seconds to text someone. You know, just for me, that is very toxic and it's a big red flag.
Well, for me, I don't necessarily agree with you both. So it depends. So this person, they haven't even seen each other yet, right? They don't know each other. I mean, they have been texting, but they have They haven't seen each other.
No, they have. They've gone out. Like, he would come over to her place or she would go over to his place. But only on his terms. You know what I mean? Like, when he's free, when he's bored, she'll go over. You know, that's to each their own. But only on his terms and when he's free.
Okay. So, I mean, then, since they have seen each other, then, I mean, the whole texting, like, if you take an hour, 2 hours to answer me, like, I don't really care, per se. Days, it's a different thing. But if it's only a matter of hours, you know, like, me, we don't know what he does or, like, if he's busy or whatever is going on in his life. So, it could either be, you know, that he's busy, but the fact that your friend, like, keeps texting him, that is not good. Like, if I were her, I would just, like, kind of stop and see where he went. Yeah. Kind of just, you know, see if he does anything. I wouldn't just sit there and, like, keep texting, oh, hey, you know, like, no, don't ignore my ass.
It's a weird situation because, and I'll be honest, because he really, you could tell he really liked her. But then, like, all of a sudden, like, they were texting for a while, and then all of a sudden, he kind of, like, ghosted. And I'm just, like, I told him, like, these are red flags. This is weird. Maybe she's colorblind like Miriam. I don't know.
But, you know, some people make this a game. They just think, like, you know.
Oh, he's going to fall more in love with me if I don't text him. Bitch, you're stupid.
Yeah, basically that. Or they think that, you know, they want to see who they can get. Some people are like that. They just want to see who they can get. They will spit out the best game. And then, you know, once you're falling for it, then they ghost you.
It's terrible. Because in this circumstance, she's, like, way better than he is. Like, so I don't even know.
It's always like that. There's never a situation where, like, the person doing the ghosting is, like, better than the other one.
I don't know. But I don't know in this case, like, as, again, with your friend, like, I don't really know the story, obviously, but it's like, you know, he only texts her once or twice a week, obviously, especially now that there is nothing going on. Like, how busy can you be? Then, yes, that could be a red flag. But then if, you know, he just doesn't answer for a few hours, that's different. You know, like, sometimes I don't answer my text messages for, like, a little bit, you know, like, my phone is charging or, like, I'm busy doing something, but, you know, I would definitely check in on somebody, like, hey, you know, like, everything good? Hey, I'll as Miriam say, I'll be, you know, busy for the next 3 hours, but love you, talk to you later, you know, like, things like that.
Yeah.
So
I think there's a diff. Okay, so let's talk about the difference between toxic and people who are just dramatic, right? Because, like, I love to think that I'm dramatic as hell. Like,
you fucking are.
You are.
Let me tell you.
But I think I think I'm a good dramatic. You know what I mean? I don't think, like, anything that I do, like, everything I do is just towards me. Like, if I'm out somewhere, I'm like, I just want to go home or I'm done with it. You know what I mean? I think, like, it's a relatable, dramatic kind of personality. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm out here hurting anybody. I'm not talking crap. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it's true. You are that kind of dramatic. You're just like
you are, yeah. Dramatic,
but you're not like a harmful dramatic.
Way to disagree, guys. But anyways, so my thing is, like, people who are dramatic, it's fine. You know, I can get some people who are dramatic, and it's fun sometimes to be a little bit dramatic. Sometimes drama is a little bit of fun. I'm not gonna deny it, right? Everybody knows that sometimes everybody wants to be in everybody's business, and
yeah,
sometimes drama is just fun, but. My thing is, like, how do you know the difference between somebody who is dramatic and somebody who wants to raise all fire and hell on you? Like, how do you know the difference?
Okay, so I think being dramatic is someone that is just, you know, doing it in a not harmful way. Like, making statements, you know, not really pinning people against each other. And I think toxic is, like, the one that wants to pin people against each other, wants a war to start. And then they're satisfied.
Yeah, that's sick.
Well, I agree. So, like, a dramatic is, like, I'm dramatic too, please. You know, I'm very dramatic as well. But as you said, me too, I'm not, like, a harmful dramatic. Like, I could be dramatic and, like, say, oh, my gosh, you know, like, you didn't do this. How dare you, blah, 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 blah. But then 3 minutes later, I'm over it, you know, like I'm done with it and I'm back to normal, you know. I was just dramatic for like 5 minutes and then it's gone. Someone who's toxic is doesn't let it go, you know. It's not just like that 5 minutes, it's just like every time, like just keep repeating until they get whatever they want, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. So I know that there's a difference between like good dramatic, you know, or like just easygoing dramatic, but there, I definitely think there are people who are dramatic where it's also like a touch of toxic, right? So like I knew this one person, I'll just say I knew this one person, and they just talked about themselves in such like a bad like thing all the time, and I always would say like, are you okay, are you, do you need help or something, just to make sure that they were like, they were fine mentally, you know, because that's the most important thing, is that if somebody needs help, you know, I'll be there.
You help them.
Yeah, I would help them. But they would do it like in like the most dramatic way, and it was just like negative. And after a while, it gets tiring. And it's not to say they weren't truthfully hurting, though. They weren't.
Right.
And that's what
does people.
There are people who are truthfully hurting who are not dramatic. But you are so dramatic, and it's like you said, they kind of like drain your energy, and it.
That person needs a therapist, not a friend.
No, I think that that
go
person,
talk to your therapist.
No, I think that that person actually is all she's doing is trying to get attention towards her, or him.
Yeah.
It's not that they necessarily need help. You know, they're just like trying to bring you down and put all the negativity in you, which is like, how do we name her? Samantha was trying to do to me. And it's like, you know, like she's perfectly fine, but then she just wants all the attention. Like people just, some people just live for attention, you know, like if they don't have attention, they're not happy. And they That's try true. To make themselves look like, oh, they need help, you know, that their life is like the worst life ever, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah, so that's what I was saying. They need a therapist. Like, no one is really like that.
I'm sorry.
I don't have attention on me.
I have to agree with Miriam and disagree with Livia on this one. They definitely need to seek someone.
Yeah, like no one. If you need attention all the time, that's like, you know, that's like the serial killers that kill just so they can see themselves on the newspaper.
Oh my god. No, I mean, I really do help. I really do hope that they get the attention and the help that they do need, you know, because there are people who do need that kind of help and do need that, you know, to see a therapist, or, and there's no problem with that. There's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist.
Oh, definitely not.
But.
Oh, absolutely not.
When
but
you're being dramatic,
that's a thing.
Like negatively dramatic, you're taking away from people who are truly hurting.
Yes, I agree. Like, I'd rather help someone who really is hurting than somebody who's just like sitting there, has bored, and tries to be dramatic because she's not getting attention from her boo. You know, that's like, no, it doesn't go like that. You know, like, but people are like that. You know, some people who, like, I have this girl that I used to be friend with too, that she was just like that, you know. She was not hurting, she was not, you know, she had nothing was wrong with her, or, you know, she did not need to seek any help, but she, like, let's say her man wouldn't like give her attention, she would be like, oh my gosh, he's such an asshole, I don't even know why I'm with, and then why are you with him, you know, like. But again, like, he cannot give you attention 24/7. Like, no one likes to do that. I mean, I get it. He loves you and everything. But that gets tiring. Like, giving somebody attention is like a whole job alone.
It is.
But, yeah, I do think that, you know, some people are just dramatic just for the heck of it. But I would actually, since we're at it, I would like to encourage all those people that truly, you know, feel like they need to talk to somebody and they are truly hurting to seek help as soon as possible.
100%.
Yeah.
Because it's a big deal, and it's, you know, it's better to seek help sooner than later. So, you know, if you find yourself in that shoe, please, please, please don't hesitate to, you know, contact your friend or like seek professional help. It might change a person's life.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, talking to people definitely helps.
Yeah. Anytime Miriam wants to do something crazy, she always asks us.
Yeah.
I never want to do anything crazy. What are you talking about?
Mary, you're the now. Most spontaneous person ever. Like, ever. You'll do, if you, you're like, what should I do? And we're like, no, don't do that, Mary. And you're like, all right, I'm going to do it anyways.
That's funny. That is true. I am like that. I just want to see, like, you know, get people's opinion. But in my head, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, like, for me, I think I used to be a little bit, like, when I was younger, I used to be a little bit more like, oh, I don't care. Like, I'm just going to do whatever the hell I want. I don't give a shit about people's feelings, people's opinions. Not to hurt people or anything, but, like, I would just do me, you know? Like, now, I think I'm a little bit more considerate. I don't know, just like, I think with age, obviously you mature and like things change, you know, like I feel like, guys, I feel like I'm an adult. I feel like I'm a grown up now.
You are an adult. Welcome.
Welcome to the real world.
That goes
to say to, you know, when you are an adult and, you know, we've all, you know, moved to certain parts in our life where the friends that we have now, I most certain will be the friends that we have for the rest of our lives. So I feel like when we were younger, you know, if we made a friend, cool. If we lost a friend, it was whatever. It didn't really make a difference to us. But now the people that you have are the people you try to keep, you know.
I mean, yeah, with. I only have like two friends. Obviously, I want to keep them.
Yeah.
So, and it's always to say like quantity is, you know, not as important as quality. So,
right.
I just think that a lot of people miss that whole thing. You know, everyone's always like, well, I have this many friends and, you know, I'm having a birthday. I don't care if I come to your birthday party and you have 300 people there. I don't really give a shit. Like,
just, yeah, I don't either.
I don't want
to know.
And that's what people with, like, the term that you used earlier, the level one friends, they don't have friends that they, like, dig deeper into the surface with. They just have, like, level one friends. Everyone just knows, like, the basic about them. And they think that everyone's their friend.
Yeah, I think we know a few people like that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they think everyone is their friend. Poor people.
I don't want to go to your parties all the time. Like, when we went to that one party, that house
worst
party.
Worst mistake of our life.
So terrible.
Yeah. I don't know why we did that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was Shadia's idea.
What?
But yeah, you she made us again? Go.
Y'all went to more than one party.
We did. No,
that was
yeah,
before,
we did,
though.
Livia.
That was before.
We went to the birthday party.
Yeah, no, I think, well, that was before, though. I think that graduation party was like the last, not the graduation party, the party that we went to. That was like
that was the last
party
one.
Because it was shitty and it was terrible. And, you know, we found out that they were worse people than we even thought they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when I realized that I'm really not cut out for the coworker friendship.
No. Even though I am glad I met you guys at work.
Yeah, me too.
But other than
that. Like I said earlier, I met like you two. I met a few other people that I really glad I met, and like, you know, I travel with you guys and everything, and I'm like, and talk to you guys every day, which is great. And but, you know, after that I'm just like, yeah, I really don't want to have work friends anymore. I want to keep my work life separate, and the least amount of people that know about my, you know, personal life is better.
Yeah, well, remember that one time? So it was so funny because one time Miriam had went to, I don't remember where you traveled to, right? And you posted a photo.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I think you know where you're going with that.
So she posted this photo, and then she deleted it right away. So I don't know if it was an accident that she posted it or whatever, but it happened. So I didn't even see the photo yet. I hadn't even seen the photo. Our friend comes to us and says to me,
yeah,
oh my god, is Miriam, I don't remember where you were, I don't remember where you traveled to, I think you were in New York, and
I was in Panama.
Was it Panama?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. So
they're like, living her best life.
Is Miriam traveling here, and I was like, yeah, she's out of town right now. Oh, so who is that photo of her with? I was like, I don't know what photo you're talking about, but it is the next day, I've already seen it. But she, you know, she had texted me, hey, is Miriam out of town? I didn't respond. So the next day we're working, she comes down to me, she says to me, so who's that photo Miriam's with? But I'm not going to tell her I saw the photo, because first of all, it's not her business, and I don't have to explain, and it's not my business. So
right.
I said, I don't know what photo you're talking about. She's like, oh, it's gone. It's not here anymore. I was like, really? I have no clue. She's like, so you have no idea who the person in the photo was? I'm like, damn, bitch. Like, I don't know who you're talking about. Like, so I was so shocked that people are so, like,
invested
in something they have no idea just so that they can go talk shit about you.
Right, but there's more to the story. So after I come back from vacation, I see this person at work. I see Maria at work, and then me and her don't talk. Like, we talk, but it's like, you know, hey, how are you doing, kind of thing. But this time she wanted to be like, she wanted to get chatty, and I was like, why? At this time, I already knew what she told you, chatty. What she asked you, so I knew why, but you know, I was just playing dumb. She was like, oh, so how was Panama? I was like, good. Who were you with? None of your fucking business.
Well, the thing,
and then she still wanted to get more information from me, so to the point where my go home time is probably, it was like, I don't remember if it was 15 minutes or 30 minutes later than her, so she was already done with her shift. But she waited for me, and we clocked out together, and she was like following me down to the bus and sat right next to me on the bus. And I'm like, this girl, I'm like, you're still not going to get nothing from me. Leave, like, what is it to you? Like, I don't understand.
Okay, so for me, this is a perfect example of a dramatic toxic. Because she's not dramatic. That's a toxic person. Who is dramatic, that wants to know everything, but it's also in a toxic way, because really, it's none of her business. She has nothing better to do than to worry about other people's business. Now, that's toxic. You know, if you have nothing good to say, just shut your mouth. You don't have to go and, like, look at other people's lives and see where they are, who they're with. Like, if they want to tell you, good. If they don't want to tell you, that means they don't want to talk to you about it. You know, you're not their friend.
So how do you end? What's the right way besides ghosting, which honestly is mostly what I would do anyways, but like, what's the proper way to end a friendship or a relationship with somebody?
I mean, it all depends. Like, I don't think that is a proper or / right way to end up, you know, like a relationship or a friendship. It all depends. But I mean, now that I'm a little bit older, you know, and as an adult, I think that everyone deserves an explanation. So before any type of, like, ending, I think an explanation should be said. And then, like, I go my way, you go your way. Mm-hmm. That's how I would end it now. If you had asked me this a year ago, 2 years ago, I would have been like, fuck them. Bye.
That's true, Olivia. I honestly, like you said, it depends on, you know, what it was that is going to make me end the friendship, what they did to me or whatever. But honestly, I think maybe there should be a conversation about it and let them know what they're doing wrong. At the end, I don't know. Like, the thing I don't like about giving a person an explanation is because they always want to defend themselves. It's like, no, you can't tell me how I'm feeling, you know, but they still want to, like, defend their, like, you know, their actions. So sometimes I think just, like, stepping away from their life is, like, the best.
Mm-hmm. So yes, I would give them an explanation. Now, when I mean an explanation, I'm not telling them what they did wrong. I don't care. At that point, I'm done with them. So, like, the explanation is not just so they can, you know, fix things up and, like, improve themselves. Maybe they can improve in their next relationship. I don't really care. But that's more like, this is how I'm feeling. This is why it's ending. Bye. You know, there is no, like,
so if you didn't do this.
Yeah, it's a closure. That's what I'm saying. It's not an explanation. No, it's not something like, okay, I'm going to tell you this so you can change. No. This is a closure. There is no coming back. There's no second chance.
Yeah. So for me, I'm such a petty person. Like, that I would literally say, and I've never had to, I think I've only done it like one time, end a friendship, and I've explained to them that they were kind of a fucked up person, where I'm like, I basically just said, like, look, I just don't think you and I should be friends anymore because, you know, you have, like, one way of living. I have a different way of living. You have one way of thinking how friends should treat each other. I have a different way. And I kind of just, like, said, like, good luck, but I really just don't care anymore. But it's like the Lauren Conrad thing. Oh, my God, you guys. Okay, sorry, but, like, on The Hills, when Elsie tells Heidi, when she's like, I can forgive you, but I won't forget. It's that. So for me, like, I've ended a friendship like that where I've told the person, like, I just don't want to be friends with you anymore. And I think that some people kind of deserve that. I mean, even in relationships, you know, you love this person for however long you were with them. You know, you love them for a reason. So I think some people do deserve to kind of, like, figure out what was wrong and maybe how they can fix it for the next person. I think deep down you'll still always care about somebody, and they don't have to necessarily be toxic, but if it was just a shitty relationship, you want to be able to walk away with, you know, giving somebody that you once loved, like, you know, some help.
Well,
yeah, that's true. But then sometimes, like, if you're the kind of person that gives, like, multiple chances, they already know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, for me, I still stand with my ghosting.
I mean,
I'm like, you already know what you did. You did it multiple times. I'm done explaining myself. So, you know, at this point, if you're not going to change and you don't understand what you're doing is affecting, you know, people, then, you know, it's just, I'm just going to leave.
Yeah. I think it depends on the relationship you have with somebody and how many times, like you said, that you've given them a chance.
Yeah, it definitely does.
For me, actually, is like, I agree with the whole, I can forgive, but I don't forget. Like, I actually believe 100% on that. Like, it's true. Like, I can forgive you, but I will not forget. That's why you're not going to get a second chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll forgive you.
I feel like I'm both. I'm also like, I will not forgive you, but I will forget. Like, but it's not like I'm going to forget what you did, but I'm just going to forget about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why, like me, I'll forgive you just so that I can be in peace myself. But I just will never forget, you know, like what happened, you know, like, yeah. I'll forgive, but just because I don't want to hold, you know, like, hate against you, but you
did. Oh, trust me, I don't hold any hate. I'm like, I sleep fine at night.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to be happy with myself and be able to, you know, like, sleep good at night. Like, I don't care. At the end of the day, like, I don't give a shit. You know, like, if it happened, I learned, definitely for sure, learned the lesson, you know, good or bad, but it was a way of growing up, and it's like, I won't forget, you know, that helped me become the person I am today.
Yeah,
so it's fine. Like, if anything, thanks for making me a bad bitch.
Yes
Yeah, that's true. Everything that you go through does, like, shape you as a person. So
yeah,
and next time you start picking up the red flag, so instead of, like, you know, me being colorblind, I'll get a little bit of color. Maybe I'll see orange.
Oh, like a light pink.
I like that idea. And then I've always been a firm believer of, like, where you end one place, like, if you end one friendship or one relationship and you pick up, you know, somewhere else, it's like you said, like, everything is meant and has a reason for it. And every person that you meet was put in your path for a reason. So regardless if it turned out bad or if it turned out great and you're gonna be friends or you're gonna marry this person or whatever it is, everybody in your path is there for a reason. So I definitely think that maybe there is no right way to, you know, end a friendship besides Miriam ghosting, but now I know if you ghost me that we're done. Maybe there is no right way to end the friendship, and maybe there's not.
It depends on you. Honestly, everyone has their own, like, idea, and some people want to be at peace and they want to, you know, let the person know what they did. Everyone is different, so, you know, there, like you guys said, there's no right way or wrong way.
True. Well, guys, this has been fun.
It really has been.
It has been.
I love talking about crazy people. Me too.
So do I.
Like sharing the ideas that we have is just like a way to like, sometimes I learn, you know, like it opens up my mind like, oh yeah, maybe I should have ghosted that one person, you know, like, so it is just a good way. And like, as we said earlier, like we learn, we live and we learn. So.